Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NCAA tournament, which gets underway with the play-in games tonight and tomorrow, and then the tournament starts for real on Thursday. Chad Millman of the Action Network is with us. Chad, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I am good. I got to tell you, when that breaking news came on, it was a little bit scary, like I was not expecting it.
Yeah, well, why would you?
It was breaking.
It was breaking. You wouldn't be prepared to expect it.
It was very exciting.
There you go. I mean, what do you think of Chris Hubbard?
I'll be honest with you. It's never that exciting when a team signs an offensive lineman. It's not sex. It's not a sexy signing.
I know, but the sell was impressive.
You sold it, boy.
Thank you.
You came in, and it's like, we got breaking news. And then it was about the Browns, and like it was a free agent signing.
Yeah.
And the lead up was so good that it kind of didn't matter who it was.
There you go. Well, I appreciate that, Chad. I've been doing this a while, so thank you very much.
you're clearly a professional. You know what you're doing.
Chad. Hey, you know, there's really breaking news in college basketball as well, and let's start there. DeAndre Hunter has a broken wrist. He's out for the tournament for Virginia. How big a deal?
Well, look, I think anytime you lose in a guy who was sixth man of the year in a conference, it's a big deal. The thing about Virginia is they don't have superstars on that team. So they are pretty sort of even in terms of the talent level of the people on the team and the rotation. I do think it hurts. I am glad that I had already submitted my brackets and had Cincinnati emerging from that particular region going to the Final Four, because I think it's a much harder road for Virginia in a region that was already incredibly hard between Cincinnati and Arizona and Kentucky. Like, there's just no give in that region, and it just got harder for them.
Going into this tournament, it's tough. You know, I fill out my bracket yesterday, and it's a hell of a crapshoot. You know, I look and try to look at some of the analysts, what they're picking, who are some of the trendy picks, the sexy picks. And I'll be honest with you, I'll give you my champion. I pick Michigan State. I think they are a very complete team. That's a trendy pick. What do you think about my pick for the Spartans?
Well, I like it because I have Cincinnati playing Michigan State in the finals. But I chose Cincinnati.
To win it all?
I did.
Wow, why?
I'll tell you why. It's a great question. Because generally when I fill out these packets, I take a lot of flyers. Like, I'm not looking to finish 10th. I'm looking to finish first. And if I don't finish first, what do I care? Like, I'll come in 450,000. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so I choose a lot of teams that, from a metrics perspective, I think stand out and don't get a lot of credit from fans or from bookmakers. And so if you look at the way the spreads are set up, that to me indicates where some big opportunities are for just flat-out upsets. Okay. And so I'll just end up taking flyers on some of those lower-seeded teams or teams like Cincinnati that, like Virginia, sort of historically good defensively, not nearly as good as Virginia offensively.
Yeah.
But you sort of just think, all right, they're the number two seed. Everyone's going to be on Virginia. So you zig when everyone else zags.
Sure. You play these games then, of course, against the spread, too, outside of just picking the brackets? I take it you do that at the Action Network there?
I play the ones where I think there's an opportunity. You know, you look at things like South Dakota State, for example, against Ohio State, I think is a live dog. I look at Davidson against Kentucky. I think it's a live dog. Marshall, I think is a live dog as a 13 seed. And so you look at some of those things and you think, all right, these are pretty good opportunities and I'm going to try to get the best of these numbers.
You know, we've never had a 16 beat a one, but Penn is the highest rated, like 16 we've seen, I think, ever. Any shot? It's people say they have a 5% chance. I think it's gonna maybe a little higher than that.
I think there is a shot, and the reason is because, you know, we did this on ActionNetwork.com, where we had a story about the most overseeded teams and the most underseeded teams, entirely based on analytics. Take the jersey names off, only look at the numbers, identify that in a vacuum. Who are the teams that how should you really seed the tournament? You know, Butler, which is a 10 seed, probably should have been a 7 seed. Providence, which is a 10 seed, probably should have been a 16. You look at Kansas, they probably should be a 2 or 3 seed. And, you know, your Michigan State pick, Michigan State should probably be, you know, a 2 or a 1 seed. Mm-hmm. And you look at Penn, they should probably be a 15 or a 14. So what you're really getting is a, you know, 2-15, 3-14 matchup, which is why I think you're getting a conversation about could Kansas actually be beaten. You also see in the point spread the value, you know, this is a Kansas is what, a 14 and a half point favorite. So you see sort of not even a big number for a 1 and a 16.
Chad Millman of the Action Network with us. Chad, let's talk about, you know, Dustin mentioned Michigan State, but how about the other Big Ten schools, Ohio State, Michigan, Purdue? How do you expect them to do?
I think Michigan, if I had to sort of rate the paths, I think Michigan State has an incredibly hard path, but they are probably the best team, and that's why I have them in the finals. I think Purdue gets to the Elite Eight, where I had them losing to Virginia. No, wait. I did not have them losing to Virginia.
Florida or Villanova?
I'm sorry, to Villanova.
Okay.
And I think Michigan has a decent path, but I think they end up losing to Gonzaga. And then Ohio State, not a lot of faith there. If they get out of the first round, I don't think I had them moving on beyond the second round.
What do you think of these first four games? I hate it. For some reason,
why
it sours
me. We get some college hoops tonight, man.
64 is a good number. I don't want to mess around and make it 68. What do you think, Chad?
I'm with you. I can't stand it. It feels a little bit like we have a newsletter that we do every day, which you can sign up for at actionnetwork.com. And we had a line that sort of feels like on Sunday, all these teams are celebrating, hey, it's so cool, I'm in the tournament. And then you're like, wait, I got to play on Tuesday to actually get to play on Thursday? And so I'm just not sure what the added value is here. Like, make a decision. That's what it feels like to me. Like, they're kind of copping out. They're tired of getting, you know, sort of beat on for not being able to make the right decisions. And so they add four teams and still aren't making all the right decisions because people are angry about Notre Dame and Louisville and USC and St. Mary's. And so just choose the 64 and forget about the last four.
All right. Give us a couple best bets. Maybe you can do it against the spread if you want, or just an upset or two. I know you mentioned a couple of them, but I got my bracket pulled up. I already submitted it, and I may just make some changes right now.
All right, so this is what you do. Like we talked about, you got to find leverage in the first couple of rounds, right? Because that's when you can score a lot of points to win a bracket. So the teams I've been thinking a lot about, I mentioned a Marshall at 13 as a 13 seed, Murray State as a 12 seed. They've got an incredible backcourt. I think they can bust up West Virginia's press. And when West Virginia's press sort of gets broken, it's harder for them to recover. I like New Mexico State against Clemson, also a 12-5 game.
I picked that one.
Really big fan of Loyola against Miami. They've got a great point guard, Clayton Custer at Loyola, who probably could be a point guard for any team in the country. But he's a sort of a mismatch nightmare for the way Miami plays defense. Because they play man-to-man, so it's hard for them to switch. So I like that one a lot. I think the West is relatively chalky. You're not going to find a lot of upsets in that region. And then if you look at where Virginia is in the South, that's a tough region. I feel like if there's any matchup in the first round that is the most challenging, it might be Davidson for Kentucky. Mm. Davidson's really tall and long. They don't have the depth and talent, obviously, that Kentucky has. So it could come down to the end of the game if they haven't kept it close. They might just get blown out. Mm-hmm. But I do like that team, and I think that's an interesting matchup.
Chad, great stuff, man. Enjoy the tourney, and thanks for joining us.
All right, good luck with the breaking news.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.